How are you engaging and how are you getting other people to engage? This work requires all of us.
Representative Dilworth, as our last speaker.
Hey, thanks for coming. I just wanted, is this working? Okay. I just wanted to kind of touch on like the concept of changing culture through the individual. And I think that I kind of disagree with the point that this has to change on the individual level, because I do think at some point, I think everyone in this room can agree that assaulting someone or violence is unacceptable behavior. And I think almost every student across campus would agree with that when asked directly. But I think the problem is that when it comes down to being, to seeing, you know, someone get assaulted or just like something in your vicinity, people start to question the and start to weigh the consequences of speaking out. And specifically speaking out in an organization where maybe there's a hierarchy, or these are all your friends, or you know that there's going to be a backlash. And I think that's something that is kind of maybe missed when discussing this. And it's, I don't necessarily think it's that people don't know that it's wrong. And I don't even think it's that they disagree with what someone else is doing. I think it's the fact that they think that their action or acting out against it is going to be worse for them. So I think that in order to try and kind of change, you know, change those consequences, you need to think about, well, how can we make this a consequence for the general organization instead of that one person, you know? And so then it's like, then you can say, well, I'm doing something to defend my organization. It's not like you are betraying them. So I think that that's like something we need to think about it as, on an organizational level, and not think that like this is one individual person doesn't know
Oh,
this is
absolutely.
wrong.
Yeah, I
Yeah, and
mean,
that's
that's actually our approach, is it's not about individual behavior. That's what we mean by the public health approach. And I think that's why what Dean Love just said right now is so important, because the example you gave is students are worried about the reactions of other students, right? So that's all amongst you all to sort of think of new ways to engage, new ways to support each other, new ways to hold each other accountable, or ask for que ask questions, seek out resources. That's part of that whole community and culture part of it.
I just wanted to add really quick. I think that also, though, in shifting that culture, I don't know how well incentivization programs work. I think that in theory it's a good thing, but when someone already agrees with the sentiment of an idea, it's hard to say that incentivization is going to make them do it even more. So I do think that on this campus we need to take consequences more seriously, and we need to actually implement them, especially at a gravity, a situation that is of this gravity of violence and sexual assault. So I think that in the same way that we swiftly act in temporary suspensions for other things, I do think this needs to be applied to the situation, and we really need to consider that swift action and the consequence of immediate action is very different than long-term consequences too.
I appreciate that. What I might offer is how. Nope, never mind. I lost it. Yeah, I guess what I'm. I guess part of what I was going to say is the swift action that you're speaking to. Groups are temporarily suspended, right? And so it's the same sort of policy as individuals, but actually, and so how do you so. Maybe perhaps how is that more visible, right? And I think that's just the so I'm speaking out loud because I'm thinking through lots of thoughts, but I appreciate what you've articulated here.
Thank
Thank
you
you for
again.
having us here.
Oh, well,
Please.
thank you. Thank you again to the Sexual Assault Prevention Task Force. Can we please provide our presenters a round of applause before you move to the next order of business?
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now go to public comment. The chair will now recognize community members who wish to speak at this time. Each recognized community member may speak once for up to 3 minutes. There is a 1 hour limit for the public comment period. Are there any takers?
Hi, I don't think I can compare to everything they just said because the work they're doing is very important. I'm here on a very different topic. My name is Lucy. I'm here on behalf of Cornell Minds Matter. And regarding Resolution 80, I'm glad to see that Student Assembly is working to support Light Up the Season, especially noting that with our current allocation, we would not have had enough, considering the cost of installations, event maintenance, and various other aspects that go into this. Building community and destigmatizing mental health continue to be pressing issues on our campus and remain central to our mission. So with that said, I'm just here to advocate that you please vote in favor of maintaining this beautiful tradition. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions?
Seeing none, the chair will now, oops, sorry, we will move to the second reading calendar where we have Resolution 75, reassessing the financial relationship between Cornell University and the state of Qatar.
Hi, everyone. Allow me to begin for apologizing for the repeated delays of this resolution. I'm glad we're finally able to consider it. It made its way through the backlog and through me not being here last week. I think it pretty much speaks through itself. Many of you may be asking yourself, what do we have to do with a random small country in the Persian Gulf? Whereas, in fact, they provide us exponentially more money than any other country, which, in and of itself, I'm suspicious of foreign funding, but especially from a tyrannical state that has regularly employed slave labor, hosts the political offices of terrorist organizations, funnels money to terrorist organizations, criminalizes being a member of the LGBT community. Bribing the president of the United States with a new airplane. In addition to the fact that Cornell has in the past failed to even fully disclose the money it has received from Qatar. And especially given the amount of money that is coming in from Qatar, it's really important that we are able to publicly hold Cornell accountable to complying with Section 117. We've heard it said a lot over the last few years that money buys influence, and I think this is a very obvious example. For me, questions do arise. If we're depending on Qatar so much, will the ILR school be able to teach about slave labor in the Gulf? Will Cornell be able to provide resources to the communities that Qatar prosecutes if we're going to depend on them so much? So I'm happy to take any questions.
Representative Elkridge.
Yeah, as the ILR representative, I do feel compelled to speak that, yeah, Qatar has really, really bad labor policies, and actually so do most of the Gulf Arab states. So, yeah, I strongly support this resolution. I think we should all vote for it. I was going to move to close debate, but Admir had something to say, so I won't.
Representative Sefik.
So I'd be happy to go through the individual language with you, but just keep in mind that that figure doesn't only include, say, direct contributions. It also includes, say, deals that we've made that the university has made with Qatar overall contributes to that value. And just to provide a little more context, I'm even hesitant about India giving $87 million. Like that even makes me hesitant. And India is not a country I have anything against. I've been to India. I love it. I think we ought to be very weary of foreign funding, period, especially as it concerns a place like Qatar.
Representative Shahiri,
Pushing on debate.
any seconds?
Second.
Any dissents? Seeing none, we are now in a period of voting. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Oh, okay. Now we move to third. Now we are on Resolution 81, funding of paid membership organizations.
Just a friendly reminder for the assembly, we have a hard stop at 6:30 today.
Okay. So this is basically about organizations that receive yearly allotments of funding from our student activity fee, which, as we can all attest to, is very limited, that charge their members a fee just to attend anything. Organizations that charge membership fees should not be able to double dip from our student activity fees. And I've talked to a good number of people, both on the assembly and outside the assembly, about this. And there's a few clarifications that I want to clear up before we go into discussion about this. This is only aimed at organizations that charge a membership fee to show up. If you charge a fee for, say, cleaning uniforms at the end of the marching season or for ski passes, those are not like a membership just to show up. That's not included. And these organizations can still apply to funding for like the special projects funds, other funding boards, if they want to put on an event for the whole campus. This only applies to ones that, again, just to show up, you have to pay a fee. And it's only for their yearly, it's going to fly away. It's only for their yearly funding. And a lot of the students who are even in those don't even realize that they're basically having their organizations double dipping and are upset by that when they find out. Do you have anything to add?
Just to like talk about sort of the logic here, right? Like, we ask students to pay for the money that goes to different student organizations. And we ask them for that, and they give us that money through the student activity fee with the knowledge that if an organization's going to get that money, they're going to put it towards them. They're not going to ask them for more money, right? And it's just a way of basically creating some sort of exclusivity, in my opinion, when they're already getting money that sort of we have sort of all agreed upon via a process that we have that is fair, a fair amount, and distributes it fairly. So that's really the issue to me.
I just want to add one more thing. The other thing is that the student activity fee is really here to make activities accessible to all students on campus. And a good number of people have also spoken to me that they feel like these clubs are very exclusive to people who can afford it. And that is not the goal of the student activity fee. Even if they can ask for, if they can ask to get their fee waived, they're still having to ask and go up to people, their peers, and say, I don't have the money for this. And that's embarrassing. And that's the whole point of the student activity fee, is to avoid this and to provide opportunities for all sorts of students across campus. I think that's really all. And we all know that SAFC is already struggling with the amount of clubs they have. And so I think that's all.
Representative Agarwal.
Hi, I just had a clarifying question more. So I know that there are some organizations that are part of like a national organization, which charges, like, for example, I have a pre-medical fraternity, and where the national organization has dues, which like they do have like payment plans, or they can also waive it, but all of like the dues would go towards the national organization. So like, it doesn't go towards the club itself. So how, like, would that be considered like not applicable for SAFC funding under this resolution, or how would you go about that?
Under the current language, I do think that would be considered a membership fee. My personal opinion is that that's fine, and maybe if you need to be charging people money to exist, there's a problem. But I recognize that that probably might not be the majority opinion. My personal opinion is, if you want to amend it, you should give it a go and see what people think, because I respect that my opinion might not be the majority opinion. Hayden, say what you want to say.
The other thing I would like to say is, if they want to use SAFC money to cover the fees for their members, that would be fine. It's asking the students to pay that fee and then also getting money from the student activity fee. That just seems icky to me. Like, you have to pay a fee just to show up if they just want to come to a meeting. And that just seems icky to me.
Actually, I have another thing to say, actually, because that made me think of something. Because if SAFC money can, or the SAF money or SAFC money, depends where they get it from, can cover it. I guess it would be SAFC, could cover it. Is the money that gets charged, is it per student in the organization, or is it I know that I would appreciate if the chair doesn't call it out of order if she tries to answer my question. Is that per student, or is that a set amount that the organization has to pay to the national organization?
I respond. For this specific example, it's per student, but all of the money doesn't go towards the internal club. It goes to the national organization, which like they just use it for themselves, I guess. But like the club in itself doesn't get to use any of that money.
My question was more, is there a set amount the national organization
Yeah,
asks
it's
for?
per person, a set amount.
Per person set amount.
Okay. Representative Sekic?
So I'm happy to talk with you about my personal experience with this after assembly. I don't really want to get into it with everyone here. But the thing is that if you want to have the option for members to, I also appreciate your point about making the definition more legalistic. I will definitely look into that over this next week. But the part of the issue is that to participate in things on campus, these clubs require you to pay the national fee. If they want to make it optional, then I don't see why that would be a problem. But forcing them to pay the national fee just to show up to a meeting, that's an issue with me. And part of it is that a lot of students have expressed that they feel uncomfortable going to their peers and saying, I don't have the money for this. That's wildly uncomfortable, especially if they're people that you're friends with or are in your major. Just in general, that's wildly uncomfortable for a lot of people. Just
I'll say a couple things. First of all, I would say dues are a membership fee. But we should clarify that, and I think that's a good point, and we should do that over the next week. As for the national dues thing, I'll say a couple of things. One thing is I know there's organizations that charge dues, and I believe there are organizations that charge both a national and a chapter due of some sort. So they'll charge a national due. And they'll also charge dues that they as an organization keep and spend. I'm not saying that's what's happening with the organization you mentioned, Sonia. My personal opinion is it would be fine to maybe accept the national dues, but with the caveat that those organizations aren't allowed to then be selective, because then you're basically creating like a cartelized benefit that people can pay for that is not open to students, and you're taking student activity fee money to pay for it on top of that. So that's my opinion on that. If we were to amend that, and that's something I'd be fine with doing over the next week. But as for the waiving of the due, that's the last thing I'll say. I agree with Hayden. I think that there's an inherent equity issue in making people go and like get their due waived. I think that's an uncomfortable conversation. I think it's a conversation a lot of students probably avoid, even though they would have a much easier time with their life if they were able to have that conversation comfortably. So that's my opinion on that, and that's why that part of the clause is in there.
Representative Dilworth.
Mine's kind of like similar, I guess, to what everyone's been talking about, like just having a stronger definition. And I think like specifically carving out like your specific exceptions, because I think like Hayden, you were talking a little bit about like if they had to buy like equipment or something like that, then that could be like a real use for having like a membership fee. But I think that's also a great loophole for people. So it's like we have to be a little careful with that. If you want to get the same effect out of this as like making this more equitable. So I think that's just something I just think that maybe that would limit the effectiveness of this, is that you can easily loophole your way out of it by just buying equipment, basically. So just keep that in mind, but I think definitions would definitely make it stronger.
Write a response. Okay.
We'll work on the
Representative
definition.
Tahiri.
All right. As the chimes start going crazy, I think y'all need to stand on business a little bit more with this resolution. Right now I'm hearing it's like pretty wishy-washy, like either ways in terms of like what you're trying to do with the purpose of this resolution. And I think either you guys need to take like a hard line stance of like, hey, this is going to be like, if you're paying money for an, if like an organization is requiring their members to pay money, they should not get sassy like whatsoever. Like no cave outs, anything like that, like no amendments, because like I think that defeats the point of the resolution. Or like I think you guys are hitting at a lot of like broader issues in terms of just like socioeconomic inequities like over here on campus. Now, to like the conversation that you guys are having with like Admira was raising up before, I definitely acknowledge that there are like few member like few clubs that are here on campus that like have membership fees, but the large majority of those clubs are pre-professional organizations or pre-professional frats. And that's just by and large. And like I think like that's really like the big chunk of organizations you're going to be hitting here, and that's the big chunk of organizations that are going to have that carve out if you're going to like let that amendment slide to begin with. So in my opinion, that just defeats the point of the resolution. But to your kind of like what you said, like oh, like you would let them have it pay for the national fee but then make the club open, like with all due respect, like shout out to FIDE, but like if FIDE was open to everybody, like half the pre-meds on this campus would join FIDE because the resources are good. And then it would like make the memberships go up, and therefore you wouldn't have SAFSI money to do it. And the third problem I'm just seeing with this is like my big fear is if like I think a big portion of these clubs have like membership fees are really just for like social activities. And like some finance clubs on this campus literally have like tighter social schedules than some of the Greek life organizations on this campus. And my fear would be like the culture would shift for using SAFSI money then to fund social accounts versus using SAFSI money to actually fund what the club should be doing initially. So I think there needs to be like more tighter restrictions in terms of like what you're doing with this money. Oh, and last thing, I think like you have to like tighten language, not only in terms of amending like our internal gov docs, but also amending SAFSI's constitution and things like that as well, which we do have jurisdiction over because they are a byline org. So I think some like legislative stuff as well.
That's something that we can look into, but I will say that our governing documents supersede SAFSI's governing documents, and so I think it's a matter of making sure that they follow it because this would be binding on them.
It's in like
But if we can, we can talk about that later. If we can amend them, we can. I'll stand on business for you though, and say that if say FIDE, I'm not as familiar with the organization. If they can't continue to exist because of this policy, even with a carve out for national dues, but they aren't able to exist if they have to be inclusive of everyone who wants to be part of it, then yeah, I'll stand on business and say that if that kills the organization, it should kill the organization. I'm sorry, but yeah, to me that I think that's a pretty fair central tenet that if an organization isn't able to be inclusive of everyone, then they shouldn't exist on this campus, or at least they shouldn't exist with our money that all students have sent to them through their student activity fee.
I'm going to be quite honest. I'm standing on business on the. I fully recognize that this is going to mostly hit pre-professional fraternities, and I fully stand by that. A large part of this was brought up. I started bringing up the conversation with other people because of my experience in pre-professional frat. It was a lot of money, like a lot of money that I got very little out of. And honestly, like the whole experience was just awful. And that's probably not every pre-professional fraternity, but there's enough of an issue here that there needs to be a line drawn in the sand. And I am fully willing to pour concrete on that line.
I'll just add, if any of you have been on SideChat the last week, you've heard about the PAD files. So I don't really know what those are, to be honest, but you've probably heard about it. So,
Any further questions or
wait,
comments?
one last response to that. And also for the whole thing about the socials, if they want to say, okay, please send $5 if you want to attend this event, that's fine. But if they say you must spend, give us $5 so that you could attend any meeting, that's where my issue arises. Because somebody can choose to not go to that one thing where there's maybe they're buying coffee. Maybe they can choose to not get coffee. They can't pick and choose when
Okay.
it comes to the entire organization.
Thank you, Representative. Any further questions or comments?
I'll move to close debate then.
Okay. Any seconds? Any dissents? Was that a dissent? Okay. See, sorry. Okay. Seeing none, this resolution now moves to the third reading calendar. We are now in debate for Resolution 82, approving the recommendation from the Ad Hoc Committee on Special Projects.
Hi, everybody. Special Projects is back. As a result of the amended version of Resolution 57, there was a Special Projects Ad Hoc Committee that was formed, and we met on April 8th, which was last Wednesday. The committee was comprised of Thor, Jocelyn, Maishe, Alex, Zora, Daniel, and Christian. I think that's everybody. And so everyone in the committee voted on these guidelines. To kind of clarify my role in the committee, I felt it was kind of most appropriate for me to sort of serve as like an unbiased facilitator of the discussion. So I did not have a vote in this committee, and I was not trying to stay out of the discussion. But what the committee decided, that the only like additional parts that needed to be added to special projects, the part about the vice president for finance being eligible to like fine these organizations if they're found to artificially inflate costs or maybe misrepresent how they're using their funding. And then also me needing to add additional information about fixed travel expenses and how they should calculate costs for travel.
Any questions or comments? Representative Carson.
Yeah, that's actually something we talked. Oh, okay, wind. That's actually something we talked about. We were in this committee discussing if it should be actually like what the cost of what the misuse of funds would be for the fine, or if the fine should be larger to kind of be sort of punitive for the organization for misrepresenting their finances. And the committee kind of didn't specify that specifically because we thought that should be a specific part of whatever the resolution would be to eventually fine that organization. And that would be a part of the assembly discussion if a fine were to be proposed.
Representative
I'm not gonna lie, this is like really, really weak. Like incredibly weak. Like I think like going back to the beginning part of which like this entire like special projects fund thing, I think this was literally like taken like word for word from like Res 42, like the first portion of like what I wrote. And then there's I don't remember numbers, but like whatever one that like Daniel and Christian and everybody wrote, they had their own suggestions as well. None of that stuff is in here. I think this is like a very, very like tiny sliver of the conversation of like what special projects funds would be like. I also heard that there was people who signed up for the committee that didn't end up coming to the committee meeting as well. Given the fact that the committee meeting, like the committee literally closed after like an hour, and there was more people that wanted to get on that committee that weren't able to get on the committee, I think A, we shouldn't have closed it off so fast, because if people want to like talk about it, then like yeah. But B, also like if you're signing up for something, you should go to the ad hoc committee as well. It's ridiculous that people aren't showing up to things that they're like signing up for so quickly. So questions in general, like is this the only time the committee is ever going to be meeting? Like is that it for like the year? And like B, like if we're going back to what Dylan was asking about earlier, is any of that like language about like bringing the fine back to the student assembly in there? Because the way I'm reading it right now, is it's just the VP of finance just like comes up with the fine.
Yeah. Wait, can you say the first part of the question again?
Like, is the me committee meeting again?
As of right now, I didn't necessarily have an intention for the committee to meet again because this is, in my mind, kind of the purpose of the committee was to produce this. But if we find that the committee's recommendation, is not appropriate, then I would not be opposed to convening the committee again, and possibly re-examining membership to make sure that people show up. And then second, I don't think we necessarily discussed in committee where that like fine money would end up going. Kind of my interpretation of it is that we go back into the special projects fund because that just kind of seems like it would be appropriate to me.
Representative Elkridge.
Yeah, sorry, Ishan, that was me. I don't know if anyone else did it, but I will own up to the fact that as someone who almost never does that, I did miss a thing. And that's bad, and we should not miss things. And we should take accountability for it when we miss things. So I'm sorry about that. I hope this conversation about special projects is ongoing into the future, because this is pretty bare bones. I liked the part of Res 42 that Ishan wrote. I didn't like the parts of it that I wanted it rescinded for, but I did like the parts Ishan wrote, and I'm glad that some of that has made it into here. And I hope, personally, if there's a new resolution on this that someone else writes, that tightens things a little bit, I'd be very interested in it. I just didn't like the original one that we had, so that's what I'll say. But I'll vote for this for sure.
Representative Sekic.
I heard the bill see like how this would effectively work because once again they can simply just get everyone to cover that. To find out like they'll be really big to find out if violated it would be someone within the club or not as evidence of the violence then submits it to assembly, which you want to have this will at least we need to mark sensitivity prevented by the next club. When they if and when they get approved, then we wear a job where these rules, you know, people need to know that. And simply have it so we can then it's not that it's not relevant for a four-year-old age, it's just like statute limitation on this kind of setting, on this kind of setting project. I don't think this is I wanted to get on the committee and let you try to take a little bit out. I think this I think it should be that, but I think it's not a good enough solution how it'll work. I don't know.
Kind of on the note about closed membership organizations to contextualize how the discussion was on that. I think the first idea that was kind of proposed was a closed membership organization with dues cannot receive money for a private club event, so like a trip. And then I had everyone vote on that, and two people were in support of that, and five people voted against that. And then we moved to a closed membership organization with or without dues cannot receive money for a private club event, like a trip. And that was a 1-6 vote for that. So the ad hoc committee wasn't necessarily privy to closing special projects funds off to closed membership organizations.
Reminder, we have about 17 more minutes. Representative Tarala.
I'm gonna sound like a broken record.
But I really want us to again reconsider whether it is our responsibility to be funding things like this. I'll say it again. We are not a funding board and we shouldn't waste our time pretending like we are. It is literally not our job. That is what SAFSE was created for. That being said, I do have the same, like if we are going to continue doing this, which I'm not sure is actually even relevant anymore because, the whatever the charter or standing rules or whatever this is, resets at the end of the year. So, special projects is already kind of over for the year. And I think we're kind of wasting our time dealing with it right now. Shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say. But I agree with the idea that I think this resolution kind of doesn't really cover the main problems that we all had. I mean, I get that you, as a committee, you try to figure out things that everyone can agree on. And so it kind of like dilutes the effectiveness of it as you sort of like negotiate and all that. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know, like it doesn't really do anything. I think it could use another meeting or something. I will admit I was also someone that wasn't able to attend that meeting that day. I would like to be there in the future, ideally. But yes, again, just to reiterate, we're not a funding board. It is not our job, and we shouldn't be wasting, all of our time and on, lots of labor hours and money doing this, when it is not our job.
Representative Vice President Walters.
Motion to amend the resolution on line 22 to read, be it therefore resolved, the Cornell Student Assembly Standing Rules, Section 111B, have a Section 8 that reads, organizations without open membership are not eligible to apply for special projects funding.
Second.
Are there any seconds to that amendment? Are there any dissents? We are now in debate for that amendment. Yeah, Representative Elkroyd.
I appreciate that, Amir. My last name is Ehrlich, but don't worry about it. It's okay. Someone distracted him. It's not Daniel's fault.
We are not able to do an amendment on second reading.
I
Apologies.
think we're allowed to. It's just like.
We don't have to do the whole like
Okay.
putting it in the box.
Well, the by I'll allow it. Just continue. It's already done. Go ahead.
I am forgetting what I was gonna say. Oh, okay. So here's the thing about this is I'm conflicted. I do feel as though there are organizations that deserve to be able to get special projects funding that can't include every single person that wants to be part of the organization. I do think that if they're charging dues, that it shouldn't be allowed for them to get the funding. So I know you said that that's something you also discussed in the committee. And if I were there, I probably would have added myself onto the list of people who are in favor of that. So, motion to amend the amendment, such that it says closed membership organizations that charge dues to their members.
Are there any seconds? Are there any dissents? Now we are in debate for that amendment. An amendment reminder, this is the last amendment that can be made to the original amendment. Representative Anad.
I'll be sorry.
Yeah, I would just like to actually speak for the first amendment. I'm not super, I'm not really. I'm sort of against the Second Amendment, actually. I think we should all vote for the First Amendment and not for the Second Amendment because our original thing that we went out to in the first, when I first joined the assembly and we were talking about special projects funding, the goal was that clubs, or for a majority of us, clubs that have a selective membership process that ask for a resume, that did two rounds of interviews, cannot receive our money. They have a lot of ways to get money. They boast about their alumni connections and about their incredible fundraising that their people do, and they can ask for money, but our special projects funding should not go to them because, quite frankly, that's going to benefit 10 to 20 people who likely a lot of times already. And this is going to be difficult because there are a lot of minority organizations as well that probably could use this money. And so I think we could maybe make a. It's complicated to say that. I guess where we were going with 57 originally was that, like, well, minority organizations that are selective, this would be a struggle for them. But I think as a whole, we can't give minority organizations money. Or not minority organizations, we can't give selective clubs money with money that comes from the entire student body.
Reminder, in order to go back to the original amendment, this one would have to fail, and then we'll go into debate for the original amendment as well. Representative Sekic?
I withdraw my amendment.
Okay, now we are in debate for the original amendment. Representative Sekic?
Open to everyone that's that. Like I said, I've been put out of the meeting. There's many of the grouping process. They want everyone to engage. He is sort of bad. But when they invite guest speakers, they're usually almost always open to everyone that's come out. But they must not only for travel and talent, speaker fees. And the other thing is that there's a difference between wanting to be a private closed club. There are only members of the club. But then again, like some of these clubs are able to get, guest speakers or events or lecture series that other clubs might not be able to because they have whatever prestige, cloud, and set of standard. If they want to make it open to everyone, I think that they should be able to receive funds from the student assembly so that they can create an event and then they can be able to put the art for them in the picks of every student. I support this amendment, but I think I'm gonna motion to amend the amendment instead and add except in the case where such a club wants or is seeking funding for a specific university wide open
second.
Any dissents? Seeing none, we are now in a period of voting. All those in favor of this amendment, please raise your placard. It's amendment to the amendment. We are voting on Admir's recent. This is out of order. All raise your placards high for Admir's amendments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All those opposed? Okay. Any abstentions? In a vote of 17-0-1, the amendment to the amendment has now passed. We are now back into debate over the resolution. Okay. No, Admir. No, that according to Robert's rules, because we did the amendment to amendment, that's it. The original amendment to the amendment. Yes, it does.
We did not finish voting.
The amendment to the amendment passes because it amended the amendment.
To amend my motion, but we're still in discussion on my
discussion. I disagree, but we can continue. According to Robert's rules, you amended amendment.
That's fine, I'll appeal you. But like,
why don't we just vote?
Okay. Okay. We're now in debate. We've done it last. We're now in debate for the original amendment. All those. Okay, Representative Shadiri?
Been saying this all year long, guys, and we're finally here. Oh my goodness. Motion to end debate.
Are there any dissents? Okay, seeing none, this resolution now passes to third reading calendar.
No, on the amendment.
The amendment?
Yeah, motion was written in debate.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little too excited. Now that you're closing debate, we are voting. All those in favor of the original amendment as well, please raise your placards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? Okay. Any abstentions? Okay. In a vote of 20-1-1, the amendment is now approved. Representative Shadiri.
Motion to end debate.
Okay, are there any seconds? Are there any dissents? This resolution now passes to third reading calendar. Now we are on third reading calendar with resolution titled Resolution 67, Transferring Funds to the Multicultural Greek Fraternal Council. Can the authors and sponsors please go?
Hi, everybody. It's me again.
67.
To reiterate this resolution last week, it's pretty simple. Transferring $60,000 over to the Multicultural Greek Fraternal Council to encourage more financial responsibility while still keeping them on the byline. I do want to really briefly, I noticed a brief little error that I made in the resolution. I moved to amend line 4 to change 65 to 66, and line 14 to change 65 to 66.
Any seconds?
What?
Any dissents? Seeing none, we are now in voting for the amendment. All those in favor of Vice President Watkins'
Wait,
amendment?
point of order.
Yes.
If there's no dissent, I think that means the amendment passes by unanimous consent.
We can assume a unanimous consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so assume the unanimous consent, the amendment's not adopted. Back into period of voting, Representative Fatiri.
Motion to end debate.
Sorry?
Motion to end debate.
Oh, any seconds? Any dissents?
Wow, that's so.
Okay, seeing no dissents, we are now in voting for this resolution. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay. All those opposed, what are you doing?
Point of information, what did we just amend?
Vice President Watkins, would you like to please tell Senator
Yeah, when I originally submitted this resolution, I thought the student activity fee was going to be resolution 65, and then it was not. So this passed through still with everything being under the guise of like resolution 65, which was not what the student activity fee was. It was resolution 66.
Okay. All those opposed to the resolution, please raise your placards. Any abstentions? In a vote of 13 to 2 to 8, this resolution fails. 13 to 2 to 8? No, it's 13 to 2 to 8. The
Point of order.
Yes.
I believe it'd be like majority of the voting body, and an abstention wouldn't be counted in like what would be the majority of the votes that are cast.
Okay, I disagree. I'm pretty sure abstentions removes the total body. However,
It's 25. Let's check the parliament.
Counted.
Wait,
Okay.
it's wait, either way, it's 25 and 13 is.
Okay, out of order. The resolution passes.
Unfortunately.
We are now in. Unless there's official motion, we are now going to in debate for Resolution 73, calling for Cornell to improve its land acknowledgement and recognize the benefits obtained through the Mortal Act of 1862. Can the author sponsor please go up? Yes.
When did we move to third reading calendar? There were multiple other resolutions on second reading that we didn't
I
discuss.
was instructed that those were posted after 12 a.m., so they didn't make it to second reading calendar.
Motion to suspend the rules is that.
When did 84?
Yeah.
85.
Extend the meeting. Eric,
Point of order, why did we skip past resolution 84 on the second reading calendar?
that's how it was read. Do you want to amend to correct the numbers? It's not my, I'm not the
That
purview
wait,
of
it's
the
how what
rules.
was read?
Sorry. They were labeled it that way. I was not under purview of this.
But
Not me. Representative Carson.
wait, I'm so confused.
We didn't pass any resolution.
Point of inquiry.
Yes.
Do we have the room past 6:30?
No,
No,
we
like
don't.
on.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll be very brief because I think you heard most of my spiel last time. But again, given I think President Kolakoff's response in person the couple weeks ago about
There's 37.
us not being Cornell being responsible for the lands that we benefited from because they were already U.S. lands is kind of ridiculous. So, trying to see what they have to say in writing. So, I move to end debate.
Okay. Any dissents? We are now in voting. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards. One, two, three. All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. In a vote of 21 to 0 to 1, this resolution passes. We are okay.
Second.
Okay. Any dissents? We are now adjourned.